What we're talking about is late night, early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall, chance of showers into the afternoon. With variable high cloudiness, gusty winds at times around the corner of sunset.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are back for the second hour of the French Connection. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. I am your host for this hour. Coming to you live and direct from Central France with the truth and nothing but the truth. So help me, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a wonderful guest with me today on this Friday edition. His name is Michael Collins Piper. He's been with me twice before, and I've come to trust this man's information. He has done the research and the legwork behind all of these revelations that we are going to share with you today. I want to say one other thing before we go. If you have any problems with my stream or with the information being sent to you, I want you to contact me and Genesis at the same time and let them know and me know what kind of problems you're having and why you're not able to get the stream correctly. And we'll try to get this sorted out as quickly as possible, ladies and gentlemen, because, you know, this information cannot be wasted in not getting to the rightful people who are interested in hearing it. Michael, are you still with me?
I am.
Well, let's go right back to this. I want to talk a little bit about some of the scandals of the past and how we ended up in this mess that we're in today. You're familiar with the transfer of technology out of America and many of our research universities, especially in the nuclear area, that ended up in Israel's hands. And they started using it to build their own device back in 1959, 1960. Am I correct?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'd tell you that this is one area, you know, that I'm not an expert on it. Let me put it this way. I'm very familiar with the area because it was a cornerstone to my writing of the book Final Judgment about the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah.
But, you know, this whole aspect, it's kind of interesting. It's in the news today that Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has said it's totally unacceptable for Iran to have nuclear power. Well, you know, I kind of find that interesting, and it's reported, as it's reported in the press, it's like with this, the press kind of reports it in such a way as though, well, if Ariel Sharon says this, then it must be true, that this is the final word on the subject. I find it extraordinary that Israel, a country which has a massive nuclear arsenal, I think it might be like something like the fifth or the sixth largest nuclear arsenal in the world.
Yeah, it's just behind France's, in fact.
Yeah, that they should be able to tell other countries in the Middle East that they are not allowed to have nuclear weapons. And you know what everybody seems to forget is the fact that Israel was the first country in the Middle East to introduce nuclear weapons into the Middle East. And the other countries that have been accused of trying to get nuclear weapons, such as Iraq and Iran, were only building those, and Syria for that matter, were only making what little efforts they did make. I mean, in comparison to what Israel has done, they were only making those efforts because Israel already had the bomb.
Yeah.
Now, you know, this is again one of these double standards that we see so often in U.S. policy in the Middle East. Israel can get away with anything and everything, and no other country can.
Well, no more, Michael. I'm calling for Americans to declare Israel an enemy state of the United States.
Well, I consider the policies of Israel to be injurious to the United States. And, I mean, look, they attacked the USS Liberty.
Yes, they did.
On June 7th, 1967. And you know what a lot of people don't know? I mean, people have heard about the attack. Many people have heard about the attack on the Liberty, and they know that 34 Americans were killed and 172 others, I believe, I think that's the number, were grievously wounded, that there was a major cover-up here in the United States, that, of course, the Israelis apologized and said it was a terrible accident. But I think probably the most amazing and outrageous and perhaps the least known aspect of that whole miserable affair is the fact that the United States, and this was revealed in a BBC production, Liberty Dead in the Water, it was revealed that the United States, that President Johnson,
yeah,
when initially told that the USS Liberty had been attacked,
yeah,
was told that the Egyptians had done it, he was getting ready to place to press the nuclear button. They had already sent out planes to make to do a nuclear attack on Cairo, Egypt, in retaliation. Now, thank God some saner heads prevailed in the CIA and elsewhere, and they got to the president and they said, wait a minute, no, it was not the Egyptians that did this, it was the Israelis. And they stopped that nuclear attack. But here's what makes the attack on the Liberty even more egregious. This BBC production indicates, and there's been other research by other people who've come along to confirm it, that the USS Liberty was deliberately placed in position to be attacked by the Israelis through the connivance of the Israelis' favorite man at the CIA, James J. Angleton. In other words, this was a deliberate setup for an American ship to be attacked, an American traitor on behalf of Israel set up a U.S. ship to be attacked, and the idea was it was going to be sunk, there would be no survivors, they couldn't tell what happened. The attack was going to be blamed on Egypt, and it would have resulted in a second nuclear war. That's wrong. That's criminal. And, you know, it's very tragic because the American sailors who survived the USS Liberty have been trying to get their story out for years. And even in this day and age when we're told to support our troops, some of those same troops that are trying to tell their story are called Nazis and anti-Semites and agitators and anti-American. We're trying to bring out the fact that our so-called ally, Israel, deliberately and without provocation attacked the USS Liberty. That's wrong. That's criminal.
Let's talk. Let's move forward then. Let's go to 2001 on September 11th and see that these very same forces pulled a very similar attack and blamed it on Arabs once again. Blamed it on cave dwellers and other, you know, cretinous people that actually had nothing to do with it. And what kind of evidence do we have today that the Mossad and the Israelis were involved in 9/11?
Well, listen, let me tell you a couple things just kind of skirting around that whole, or not skirting around that whole issue, but kind of addressing that whole issue. A few years ago, I was in the Middle East in the United Arab Emirates, and while there I got to meet a very interesting array of people and some very, very high-ranking people. And one of the people I met there told me very frankly, and this is a guy who, let's just say, this is somebody who's pretty well-known and pretty powerful. He told me that in his very well-informed opinion that it was absolutely, that he was familiar with the operations of this group known as Al-Qaeda and with the assets and capabilities.
Yeah.
And he said it was absolutely impossible for Al-Qaeda to have carried off 9/11, number one. Number two, he had lived in England for a while and was very familiar with the operations was a witness to the operations of the Irish Republican Army back in the 60s and 70s. Mm-hmm. According to his best information, that's about the kind of capacity that bin Laden's group actually had. So just right there alone, there's very well-informed opinion. That'll never be publicized in the United States, of course,
right,
in any major media. But, you see, that's the reality of it. And more, there's information popping, and I don't need to tell you this, there's information popping up from vast numbers of sources, very intelligent, articulate people who say the whole 9/11 story is a lie.
It is a lie. We know it's a lie. When we come back, we're going to talk about the dancing Israelis and the art students and Mark Rich's association with it and all of these people and how this building got sold and tripled the insurance. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We got more to come with Michael Collins Piper.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieves pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Thanks for listening to The French Connection with Daryl Bradford Smith on GCN.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are back. And my name is Daryl Bradford Smith, French Connection, Central France, the location of this broadcast. And my guest from Washington, D.C. is Michael Collins Piper. And we're going to go right back to Michael. You know, Mike, I got to tell you, I'm not taking it anymore. I've had it with these people. And I am declaring that they are my enemy now. These people are my enemy, and I'm asking for the support and enlistment of the Jewish community to fight them. Because it seems to me they know better than anybody how these people operate, and maybe it is with their support and aid we can really get them out of this situation we find ourselves. How do you feel about that?
Well, I have to say, in my experience over the years, some of the best and most articulate critics of Israel that I have known have been Jews, and I am proud to call them personal friends of mine. One of them is Mark Lane, the famous civil libertarian attorney, who's best known, for his work in researching the JFK assassination, And another one is Dr. Alfred Lilienthal, who back in 1948 wrote an article for Reader's Digest entitled Israel's Flag Is Not Mine. And Dr. Lilienthal, he's a very, very old man now, and he doesn't hear too well, and he doesn't see too well, but my understanding is that he's still doing what he can through through friends and so forth to get the message out. He has his own website that some friends of his work on for him on the internet. And like I say, the Rabbi Elmer Berger, who I had the pleasure of meeting many years ago, and there's Rabbi Weiss of the Neutra Carta Group. They have a website on the internet, JewsNotZionists.org. You know, these are some of the people who have really been out there in the forefront saying that this artificial country called Israel is not a good thing. to kind of corrupt Martha Stewart's famous phrase, you know, no, Israel is not a good thing. It's not this dear little country that's so wonderful. You know, and of course there's Mordecai Vanunu, the Israeli nuclear whistleblower.
We have Rabbi Lappin out in the West Coast. We have Norman Finkelstein coming out in with some incredible information. We've got Michelle Shostakovsky in Canada.
Right, exactly.
I can tell you that these are the folks, because what's happened is a great world religion has been hijacked by a mafia.
Well, you know, you're not far off when you use that term mafia, because of course the whole concept of the mafia is kind of a myth anyway. But what you referred to earlier, the whole Meyer-Lansky syndicate, these people, you know, gangsters, gamblers, arms contractors,
pornographers, drug dealers,
the whole, yeah, it really is the state of Israel. You know, it's kind of interesting. Margaret Truman, the daughter of former President Harry Truman, she's a novelist now. And, you know, she wrote in her memoir, in a memoir about her father, a biography of her father, I should say, that even Harry Truman himself was, that Israeli terrorists tried to kill Harry Truman. This is back before the founding of the State of Israel, because they didn't consider him sufficiently supportive of the Zionist cause. And they sent him, when I say poison pen letters, these were real letters containing poison. And they tried to kill him that way. Of course, the letters were intercepted. But, you know, it's kind of funny. Margaret Truman, she lets these funny little things out in her writing. She just wrote a book called Murder at Union Station. She writes these murder novels. And, you know, it's interesting. One of the characters in the book is a half-Jewish, half-Italian gangster who leaves the United States in the Federal Witness Protection Program and takes up residence in Israel. That's a very subtle little thing, but you know, Margaret Truman has walked in the halls of power and knows things, and you know, she's letting out something there that a lot of people are not familiar with, the fact that Israel in many respects was actually a haven for American gangsters for many years, American Jewish gangsters at any rate. So
Still is. They don't re-extradite their criminals back to America.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'll tell you something else very interesting too, and I think you and I may have touched on this in the show we did before, but Roger Morris, who's formerly on the staffer on the National Security Council in the Nixon administration, he and his wife Sally Denton wrote a very interesting book, which I felt never received the attention that it was due. It's called The Money and the Power. And it's a history of Las Vegas, the city of Las Vegas, and the gambling enterprises there, and the whole fascinating and often very sordid history of Las Vegas, and how Las Vegas, despite the fact that it's almost this artificial little town out there, you know, in the middle of the desert, has played such a critical part in many of the key events in American history, just since since the mid 1940s. But the point is this that they make in the book. They make this point very clear that there has throughout all of this been an intimate Israeli connection, an Israeli connection, ties between American gangsters and the State of Israel. Some of the founding fathers of the State of Israel were essentially American gangsters, people who put up money that was critical to the building of Israel. American gangsters were critical to providing arms to Israel. Jack Ruby, you know, everybody knows, hears about Jack Ruby being quote unquote mafia. Well, you know, Jack Ruby was
his name actually was Rubenstein, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, let me tell you about Jack Ruby. Everybody, the legend is, and I notice I say the legend is that Jack Ruby went to Texas in 1946 or 47 to handle things for the Chicago Mafia there. That's bullpucky. You know what Jack Ruby went to do in Texas? He was a former aircraft mechanic. A lot of people don't know that. Texas, at the time Jack Ruby went there, and he was involved in arms smuggling for Israel, specifically the theft and distribution of aircraft parts. The state of Texas, specifically the city of Dallas, was a major outpost for Israeli arms smuggling and fundraising for the Israeli underground. That's a very odd little fact that kind of illustrates the hidden history of events. The whole legend about Jack Ruby being down there on behalf of the Chicago Mafia, bunch of crap. No.
Well, now let's talk about maybe some of the inroads they made to the Bush cabal and how Houston and the growth of oil and
tell you, listen, you know, there's a glad you brought that up, because you know the old legend of George Bush, this Connecticut Yankee that struck off for Texas and made his fortune, you know, in the oil fields of East Texas or West Texas or South Texas or wherever, you know. You know who put up the money for George Bush? One of the people who put up the money for George Bush's first venture in the oil business? I'm not talking about the current president. Eugene Meyer. You know who Eugene Meyer was? One of the founding members of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System.
Well, isn't that special? Ladies and gentlemen, you know, these are the connections of criminality that go a long way toward the truth. When we come back, Michael Collins Piper has many more pearls to cast amongst us.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to AssetProtectionTeam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
If you're a small business owner, you know small business loans can be hard to come by. So who can you turn to get up to $150,000 in working capital in as little as 7 days? You call AmeriMerchant. AmeriMerchant provides money of all kinds to small businesses against their future credit card processing sales. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of $5,000 or more per month, you may be qualified to get up to $150,000 in working capital. So call right now. 800-817-2714. 800-817-2714. Use the money to buy more inventory, advertise, expand your operation, pay taxes, and more. There are no closing costs, no application fees, or financial statements needed at all. And we approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call right now. 800-817-2714. 800-817-2714.
Broadcasting loud and proud from France, it's the French Connection on GCN.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are back with a vengeance. Daryl Bradford Smith, your host today on the French Connection. We have been talking with Michael Collins Piper, and I'm going to go back to him in a second, but I'm also going to ask him right now to come back next week with other information, Michael. I want to first let you give an opportunity to give out your book information, how people can get their hands on the books you've written.
Okay, well, the best thing for people to do if they're on the Internet, they can go to AmericanFreePress.net. That's AmericanFreePress.net, and my books are available there. Or during regular business hours, Eastern Time, 8 to 8, they can call our toll-free 888 number. That's 888-699-NEWS, 888-699-NEWS. The book, Final Judgment, I believe, is $25. That's a book on the Kennedy assassination. The New Jerusalem, which is a compendium of information about Zionist power in America today, that's, I think, $20. And then my other book on the neoconservative network, The High Priests of War, which I hate to promote my own stuff, but I want to tell you, I think it's probably the one book that summarizes it all in the best and most shortest and concise and accurate and comprehensive way possible. That book, The High Priests of War, is also available there, too. So, and, of course, I would urge people to subscribe to American Free Press. They've got some real good deals. And if they call up that 888 number and buy a book and ask for a six-week complimentary subscription and say Mike Piper said to do it.
Well, you know, there have been some questions in my mind about some of the relationships, though, with the some of the people. And I got to tell you, Michael, you know, this guy Skolnick up in Canada has been feeding it one of your reporters too much, and he's full of crap, this guy up there.
Well,
I'll tell you something. This guy is a shill for the bad guys, and I'm letting my listeners know that right off the bat.
Well, I'll tell you, to the best of my knowledge, no regular reporter for American Free Press is basing his works on Skolnick. We did run a story a few weeks ago that I had some real reservations about, as far as I'm concerned, frankly, shouldn't have been run. But that apparently had some connections to Skolnick. But like I say, the fact that the story ran doesn't mean we have a connection per se.
I just wanted to emphasize that you did. I said one of the people that has been writing regular stuff. He talked about impending indictments against Cheney and Bush,
right, and all kinds
of stuff. That was horse pucky from the beginning.
Right, and I told him I didn't think the story should run. I didn't believe it, frankly. But that's an exception to the rule, and it's a most unfortunate exception. That's one of the problems with the Internet that there's so much stuff out there that people, you know, if they see it on the Internet, a lot of people believe it. I mean, I'll tell you something. In my own, I've been writing for 25 years, and I'm a very careful writer. I'm very precise in my quotations and my citations.
As you have to be.
Yes. Well, not all people are, but I am. I'm sometimes some of my editors consider me too nitpicky, so to speak, because I'm very precise, and if it takes 20 words to make something very clear rather than 10 words, I'm gonna take 20 words to say it, because I want what I say to be, let's put it this way, the facts, not the truth as I see it, but the facts put in a framework that people can understand. And you know, that's what I say. In my writing, I personally try to research. I look at all sources on an issue. You know, I will get on the internet and I'll look at five different viewpoints on one particular event or news story, you know, and try to synthesize it all and try to analyze it and fill in the missing facts that I know should be there that aren't presented in some of the mainstream reports.
Well, let me say this, Mike. You're on my show for a reason, and I know that you're accurate with your information. This show only puts on the truth as I can glean and dig.
I guess.
And I have a reputation of being hard-hitting and honest with my reporting. And that's why I've asked you.
And you know, I appreciate that. I guess the point I was trying to make for the benefit of you, it's not that I feel I have to reassure you or even your listeners. I guess the point I'm trying to make and not making it very clear is that there's a lot of writers who are very well intentioned who don't always check everything before they write it. And that's one of the problems with the internet. The internet has made this world so much smaller and has made it possible for a lot of people to communicate who probably shouldn't be communicating, frankly.
There you go. There you go.
That's the problem here. And then, of course, there are the deliberate disinformation artists. Mm. There are people who make up things because it sounds good and they think that it will help win the war for us, but there's nothing worse than winning the war by using lies.
Well, I got to tell you, there's also people out there being paid by the bad guys, and some of them, like Tom Flacco, are still getting 20,000 people a day going to his website, and this guy is nothing but hooey and credola. And the fact is, you know, I flambéed him and a couple of times already, but I'm not going to stand by while people try to send a very valued fighters for the truth down the wrong path. So.
Right, and you know, I stand with you 100% in that, because that's exactly how I feel. We have so much hard facts, so many hard facts and so much hard detail, real truth on our side, real facts that are indisputable, that we don't need to make up things that sound good.
Well, let's talk about one of those nut job ideas that they're talking about here, the Black Pope and the Vatican assassins. And this horse Pucky is making its rounds around the internet with this guy Phelps and his tripe, and you know they're trying to carry people away from the real issues and the real bad guys.
You know, I tell you something. It's interesting you bring him up, because a couple years ago, after my book Final Judgment came out, his book Vatican Assassins came out, and I got a lot of inquiries from people who wanted me to respond to what he said, because so many people believed what he said, you know. And I'll tell you what I did. I got some of his writings on the internet, and I sat down, and then I said to myself, you know, you cannot respond to something like this precisely because it's all nonsense.
It is
nonsense. I mean, it's just extraordinarily crazy stuff, but you know, there are a lot of people who believe it.
Well, we've got our friend Mr. Skolnick up there in Canada is the biggest peddler of that.
Actually, he's in Chicago.
Actually, he's not. I thought he's over in Toronto.
Well, if he is, he's since moved, because as far as wherever he is, I always thought he was in Chicago. He may well be in Toronto now. But needless to say, this whole idea that the Vatican is that Israel is a tool of the Vatican. Nothing crazier in the world.
There you go. When we come back, we're going to open up a few more cans of worms, ladies and gentlemen, because that's what we do here. Michael, hang on, because we got more to come over here and more black guys to meld out here. Ladies and gentlemen, stick with us.
I'm done. Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
The French Connection is on and in English on the Genesis Radio Network.
And ladies and gentlemen, listen to that jazz. Boy, that's just wonderful stuff. Thank you, John. That's just wonderful. We're going to go right back to my guest, Michael Collins Piper. Michael, you know what? I've invited Michael back for Monday's show to cover facts that we did not arrive at in today's broadcast. And I'm going to ask you, Mike, to do a favor for me. I would like to do on my side, I'm going to do the same thing. I want names of people who are doing this to us. I want who they are. And I want how the people that listen to this, and there's going to be tens of thousands of them, Mike, can get involved in putting the pressure on all of these people, because what we need to do is start putting names and faces and together. All of this superfluous kind of accusations are not going to make any difference here. What we really need to do is start fighting the big fight here, and that is, hey, it's you that did it, and we know it, and we got to start naming names.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I'll name one of the biggest criminals on the face of the planet right up front. I mentioned him here earlier. That's Richard Perle. He's one of the, they call him the Prince of Darkness, and with very good reason. You know, he's at the American Enterprise Institute here in Washington. That's where his office is located. But this man has been one of these key intriguers on behalf of Israel and this whole gangster element for 35, 40 years practically. maybe not that far back, but certainly into the mid-1970s, Richard Perle. And, of course, there's groups like the Anti-Defamation League that
How about People for the American Way under this guy Norman Lear?
Yeah, well, you know, actually, you know, it's kind of funny. They're relatively tame in comparison to the Anti-Defamation League, but certainly Norman Lear and People for the American Way rank right up there. And, you know, these are the people that badger and bicker and moan and carp and complain, and they have an immense amount, you know, they issue press releases and local newspapers publish them without questioning anything they say. When news reports, here's one thing people can do. When there are news reports questioning, citing the Anti-Defamation League appearing in local newspapers, people should call up the local newspapers and say, hey, you just ran an Associated Press report, or you just ran a story citing the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, and just say to them, hey, don't you know the Anti-Defamation League was investigated by the FBI and the San Francisco Police Department for spying on American citizens, you know, all sorts of things. You know, people can look it up on the internet. Just do a search of the word ADL or the phrase ADL,
yep,
and spy, and you'll find a raft of articles from the Los Angeles Times and the San Francisco Examiner talking about the activities of this group. People need to be vigilant in exposing these people. People should call the American Enterprise Institute in Washington. I'm sure that you can get their number very easily through the telephone directory. Call them and tell the people at the American Enterprise Institute that Richard Perle is just a very bad man, and that there's a lot of people who don't like what he's doing. I mean, we need to make these people aware that they have very real enemies among, and that's what we are. We are enemies of these people because they consider us enemies, and if they could destroy us in a moment, they would.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to take it further. If I can find a conviction on any of them in a compromised courtroom, I want them put against the wall and shot through the forehead.
Yeah, what we have here, we have people who, I mean, you know, let's face it. I brought up Richard Perle. He was investigated by the FBI back in the 1970s for espionage on behalf of Israel.
That's right.
Paul Wolfowitz, who's now here at the World Bank, I mean, he was investigated by the FBI on charges of espionage for Israel. This is not Mike Piper saying this or Daryl Smith saying this. This is our FBI saying this. You know, Douglas Feith, who just left
Pentagon.
Left the Pentagon. He was kicked off the National Security Council by Ronald Reagan as a staffer there because he was suspected of giving classified information to Israel. You know, these people, we don't have, you know, they're not spies for Indonesia and Iceland and Ireland at work here in Washington. They're spies for Israel.
That's right.
That's treason.
That's right, it is treason.
People who are guilty of treason generally go to the electric chair.
That's right, or get shot through the head in a firing squad.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have a lot of treasonous people here, and let's call it what it is. It is treason.
Well, let's talk about something else here, too. They have used, this has been a classic way for them to compromise our politicians, by getting them involved in picadillos and sexual sicknesses. And I think that there is a lot of evidence, a mountain of evidence, they've been involved in providing and soliciting people into prostitution, into pornography, and into child sex. And even homosexuality, you can take a look at the governor of New Jersey. You can take a look at some of the stuff from Boys Town. There were very important Israelis and Jewish people involved in this. And these people have roots that go right back to AIPAC and JDL and ADL.
Oh, well, you know, it all goes back. You know, what you have to keep in mind is that, you know, J. Edgar Hoover is a hero to a lot of Americans, but, you know, he's also very famous for his blackmail files on people. And what people don't know or understand or realize about Hoover is that he himself was very close to the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. And so I think it's safe to say that part of Hoover's deal for maintaining his power over the years was sharing his dirt on people with the Anti-Defamation League, which acts as a lobby and as an agent for the State of Israel.
Well, there you go.
So there's a key to understanding how a lot of politicians are compromised.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we're going to close out the show in a big way. Don't you go anywhere. We got more to come on The French Connection.
It's time to wake up and reverse fatigue. Modern day fatigue has gotten so bad that numerous cups of coffee, napping, and a good night's sleep aren't doing the trick. Well, now there's a homeopathic remedy for fatigue called Torox, and it's brought to you by your trusted nutritional provider, the Allergy Research Group. In small clinical studies, over 90% of patients with moderate to severe fatigue experienced a reduction in fatigue. From our observations, Torox appears to be effective for fatigue associated with a variety of causes. Because Torox is homeopathic, it contains no pesticides or toxic metals. Torox's active ingredient is carbobenzoxybeta-alanyltaurine, or COBAT, which is an amino acid derivative. Torox has undergone considerable basic chemical testing and has been found to be an extremely useful homeopathic product. Backed by GCN's own Dr. Deagle, Torox can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or NUTRImedical.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen, isn't that sweet stuff, man? Greatest jazz album in history, Kinda Blue, a little bit of Miles Davis. We're going to go right back to my guest, Michael Collins Piper. Mike, you know, I got to tell you something. I think they're on the run. I think we've got them on the run. I think they're in trouble. I think their whole criminal enterprise is beginning to unravel on them, and I think they're racing against time to stop the bleeding. I think they're in trouble. I think 89% of America thinks 9/11 was an inside job, and I think I'll tell you something else. I think it's just an event away from us taking this in a bigger way to more people. What do you think?
Well, I think the whole Iraq war should be pretty obvious to most people by now, and I think it's kind of unspoken in many respects. But you know, it's funny. I just was with a group, very diverse group of people the other day, who all of a sudden they got talking about the Iraq war, and you know, somebody finally brought up the dread word Israel, and it was like there was a fire, an explosion there, and everybody was saying, yes, 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 it's all because of Israel. And you know, people are beginning to realize this now. They're beginning to see who the players are and what the real game is about. There's a few people out there who are still stoking up this idea that all the war was about oil. No, it wasn't about oil. It was about Israel and only Israel. And and the profits that can be made from war, you know, and by Israel and its the people who are not only the patrons of but beneficiaries of their association with Israel and the Israeli lobby in this country. And thanks to the internet, thanks to independent voices like yours, thanks to American Free Press, the word is getting out there, and more people, grassroots Americans, are aware of it. And you're absolutely right. I do think we have them on the run, but you know, they're the guys that have the guns. They're the guys that have the guns.
Well, they're not the only ones with guns.
Well, no, that's
trust me on that, Mike.
That's true enough, but you know, I'll tell you what I think is going to play a major part in all this. There's going to be a lot of young men and women coming back from Iraq without hands and eyes and arms and legs and so forth, you know, and they're going to start taking a hard look at what the war was all about, you know, once all the glory and all the flag waving is over with, and there's going to be a built-in army of real patriots, real soldiers who were battle-tested, and they're going to stand up and say, we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore. If I were some of these people like Edgar Bronfman and Paul Wolfowitz and Richard Pearl, I'd be afraid to walk down the street past an American soldier.
Well, they should be. Well, you know, I want these people arrested. I want them tried, convicted, and then shot dead in a firing squad.
And
you know something? I am going to live to see that day, I'm telling you.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, there's only one reason why I would object to a firing squad, because that's a military style of execution. I would rather see them hung as common criminals.
Well, there you go. Either one, as long as it's nationally televised.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have Michael Collins Piper back on Monday of next week for more information. I've asked him to make a couple of lists for me as a project, and I'm going to do the same. And we're going to name some more names, and we're going to really out these bad guys. Get your pens and papers out for Monday's next broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. French Connection is always off the hook. Until then, Daryl Bradford Smith saying, have a great weekend.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like...